Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
They may not put up numbers on the scoreboard or return interceptions for touchdowns, but the number of talented offensive linemen in this year's draft shouldn't go unnoticed. The offensive line is the anchor of a successful offense, and the Patriots have a lot of talent, injuries, and question marks surrounding that O-line this offseason. The franchise tag deadline has now passed, and free agency is quickly approaching beginning on March 12th. For the first time in 5 years, the Patriots opted out of using their franchise tag this year. So starting right tackle Sebastian Vollmer is a free agent. And with a lot of young, healthy linemen to choose from this year, do the Patriots feel like they have enough depth at tackle and on the line in general? If they're in the market for some backup linemen, there are two worth considering, and both are projected to be picked up in the first round. Let's take a look at offensive tackle Luke Jokel from Texas A&M. At 6'6" and 206 pounds, he's largely to credit for protecting Johnny Football's blind side all season and leading the team in a huge victory over the reigning college football champions, the Crimson Tide, the only team to beat Alabama this year. And even though he can hold on to that win with pride, he's put that game in the rearview mirror of his career.
I try to get better every single week. I just tried to play the game, didn't really look at what the media was saying or, what the scouts were saying or anything like that. I was just trying to play football, and I'm definitely just a focus guy during football season. It's just all football. Nothing else really comes into it, and that's the only way I approached it.
And what about the idea of the Patriots adding some depth for offensive guards? It's possible with UNC product Jonathan Cooper. And with Logan Mankins experiencing more injuries this past season, is it worth it for the Patriots to pick up a guard in the first round? It doesn't seem very likely, but the Patriots can be unpredictable, so I certainly wouldn't rule it out.
I'd say I'm a combination of power and athleticism. I can, especially with the addition of weight, I can run power, and you can look at it from my first 3 years of film where we were pro-style offense where power was our staple play. And then this year, it really showed my athletic ability getting out into space. We ran a bunch of screens and a lot of things where I was on the second and third level getting on linebackers and DBs and such.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.